I'm going to give you $300 a week. Yes, indeed. $300 a week, $1,200 a month. All right?
Great, I'll take it.
Yes, you will. And I will take $350 for taxes.
Whoa!
Huh? Yeah, now, because, see, the government comes for the regular people first. Now, how much does that leave you with?
$850.
All right. Now, you've got to have an apartment because you are not going to live here. So, an apartment in Manhattan will run you at least $400 a month.
I'll live in New Jersey.
All right. Live in New Jersey, you've got to have a car.
I ride a motorbike.
You need a helmet. Figure $100 a month for clothes and shoes.
Figure $200. I want to look good.
Okay, so what does that leave you with?
$200. So no problem.
There is a problem. You haven't eaten yet.
I can get by on bologna and cereal. So I got everything I need plus $200 left for the month.
You plan to have a girlfriend?
For sure.
And then he takes the rest of his money. So in this is a... When I saw Malcolm Jamal Warner died, I thought of this scene.
Uh-huh.
I searched bologna and cereal and found it right away.
And it came right up
from the Cosby Show. Yeah, he's got Monopoly money. Theo's talking about how he's gonna leave high school, be a regular person. And there's the speech about like Monopoly money back and forth. You're gonna have a girlfriend for sure. Mm-hmm. Takes the last $200 a month. Oh man, bologna and cereal.
It is so weird to listen to shows that have laugh tracks for me now.
Oh, that's a live studio audience.
Or live audience. I guess I can't even tell the difference.
Yeah, that might be right.
Like, what shows have a laugh track and what have a live studio audience? Or do they all have live studio audiences?
That's a great question. And
like,
again,
did Seinfeld have a live... That was live, right?
Yes, Seinfeld was live.
Was Friends live, or is that laugh track?
Maybe a little bit of, I don't know. They used
I
to
think
say...
Friends was a little bit of both.
So-and-so was filmed before a live studio audience, and they would do it in the studio.
Hmm.
Yeah. That show. Thursday night every week for me, the Cosby Show. Yep. Malcolm Jamal Warner. What else was I going to say about that? I don't know.
I was looking through his like IMDb, and I don't really know what I would know him for other than that. Malcolm in the Middle is the other thing for him, but I'm not... Oh, no, not Malcolm in the Middle. Malcolm and Eddie is another show that he did.
Okay.
A lot of... he was on Dexter for a little bit. I don't really remember that. You know what it is? A lot of network television lately. American Horror Story. Did you watch American Horror Story? He was in that.
I've seen two seasons of that.
Okay. He was in Suits, which is a show I feel like I see a lot of people watching now.
It's 9 a.m. We do not have a new Bills helmet yet.
No, we don't.
We're waiting. We thought maybe, you know.
It's going to be 10:02.
We are anticipating it will be at 10:00:01.
Do you think they're going to...
Maybe they wait till noon.
Will they unveil it by Josh Allen entering St. John Fisher dorm rooms wearing it? Like, they'll drop a little video of him walking in wearing it?
The Bills have not confirmed it, right? The story came from Pete Guelli talking with Sal Mariana in Rochester.
Yeah.
That's... Okay, then that's pretty close to confirming.
Buffalo Rumblings also I saw had the date of today.
Yeah.
I think that was in there as well. So, right, more rumored than the Bills have dropped anything that said, hey, we're coming out with a helmet on this day. So.
Well, I expect it today.
I still think if it's a silver helmet or white and silver, white and cream, whatever it is, like wintery themed, that has to be the rivalry series.
Right. You would think.
Because they're going to drop something brand new that looks different, that isn't their normal color scheme, and then they're going to have another one of those that is the rivalry series,
yeah,
which is supposed to be brand new, not like your normal team throwback or anything of the sort.
Oh, and can you pull up the graphic God one, the Nickel City Silver, that somebody just made up a Bills uniform?
There's, like, there's a uniform account called Graphic God on Twitter,
yeah,
that I think that
and they made
that
a mock-up with Keon Coleman, and it's a chrome helmet and kind of almost Zuba's numbers, but they're
but
silver.
It's like the nickel color. It's silver.
Yeah. It looks like brushed nickel. And it says Nickel City on it under above the numbers and underneath.
Yeah.
And it's 100% just somebody made it up. And I think it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I think it's the coolest thing the Bills could possibly do. It's the kind of thing that, I don't know, not to say we're not cool, a cool city would do that. Atlanta does that with ATL or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Warriors do that with their city uniforms that say the what? Cleveland, the land, right?
Cleveland was the land. What was the Warriors did
the
have
Warriors
something.
Had
what was
something.
The Warriors? Oh, Bay Area.
It was,
right?
It might have been something
they've
like
had
that.
A couple.
But this one that this mock-up from the Graphic God with the silver chrome. The Bills helmet is all just totally chromed out, and
yeah,
it probably can't look that good. And I don't think it's ever possible to be real, but it is.
It looks awesome.
Awesome.
But that, right, that on top of another silvery or white and cream or whatever this other helmet is rumored to be, those two things together?
I know.
That would be two alternate uniforms, unless, again, maybe this helmet will be half of a drop of what the rivalry series is. But I had always thought, you know, with all these rumors and whatever, that the helmet comes out today and I'm getting rivalry series later. And if this is just the rivalry series, then I'm not getting any throwback anything in the final year of the stadium. And that just still seems weird to me. They're not going to do a standing Buffalo thing. They're not going to do a red helmet. They're not going to do anything like that. I don't need a permanent.
Yeah.
But like a one-off, one game.
Final year.
Just you would think that something like that would be on the horizon. I still kind of want to think that it will.
Let's get a call in here. Frank on a cell phone. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good. Good
morning. Good.
Good. Yeah. You were talking about, you know, the appreciating long drives. Currently doing one myself, actually, driving back from Buffalo to Chicago.
Okay.
And I do that trip every home game. We drive from Chicago to Buffalo, and go and watch the boys. And from Chicago to Buffalo is about 8.5 hours,
yeah.
So plenty of time to kill. But you know, it gives you time to chat with your passengers or listen to you guys. You know, we tune in via the Odyssey app and catch you guys on 550. But we also think about what the future could be, what the new Highmark is going to be. And you guys were just talking about the alternative jerseys. One thought that I had was, if they brought back, red helmets, or they did some sort of throwback, when Highmark eventually goes away and they move into the new stadium, they could pair those helmets or jerseys with, say, like a seat from the old stadium and then do a charity thing, right? Or,
right.
Something to commemorate it. I don't know.
Right. No, thanks, Frank. I mean, that's one thing. NHL teams do this, right? They wear the St. Patrick's Day jersey for the warm-ups, and they take off those jerseys and they sell them.
Yep.
If the Bills had 53 Highmark commemorative helmets that were worn in a game for the final game or something like that, and then auction those off for charity, like that.
Sure.
That's the kind of thing, that might work.
I don't like the idea, though, of wearing a red helmet and then not changing the uniform. Red helmet with the current uniform?
I think it would look fine. It would look fine. A red helmet with the current uniform would look fine. The problem,
my brain won't allow it to work because I feel like you're wearing, what they're wearing now is some form or is at least inspired by the OJ years, right? Like the 70s and then into the early 80s, I believe. And it would feel like to me like I'm playing Madden and I'm creating the uniforms and I'm sliding the toggle over to 90s helmet and then I'm going down to the uniform and I'm picking, 80 uniform.
Right. The biggest problem, I don't have a huge problem. If they go the red helmets, right, like the 1987 Bills, how different are the 1987 Bills uniforms than
than what they would be wearing with a red helmet in the current home uniform.
Yeah, and that would be fine. The biggest thing I have here is the red helmet. What do they sell? What?
Right.
You want to introduce something new, you want to sell it. What do you sell if you introduce the red helmet? Do you make money or do you just like get good?
You'd sell. Well, you would do what you just said. Like you would sell, even not just the ones that the players would wear. You would sell it. You would sell the helmet.
People would just buy the red helmet.
Although you can kind of do that already, can't you?
I just don't think a helmet is a very an item that moves quite a bit.
It's the jersey.
Yeah, and that's what the rivalry series will do. So maybe in that case, the Bills are thinking, well, we don't need to sell anything off this helmet. Let's go for the red helmet. I don't know. Speculating over a
helmet. If your fans want it, and you know you're going to sell the helmet, but you know that the jersey that I just think the jersey. Why wouldn't the jersey come with it? Why wouldn't? Because I'm looking at this 1987 jersey, and I'm saying that does look different than what the Bills are wearing right now. Personally,
it looks different. Like the Bruins change their jerseys every year. It's not that different.
I don't know. I've got different stripe combinations. I've got a different color of blue.
Yeah, that's Bruins.
I've got a different collar. I mean,
the blue is not that different.
The socks are definitely different, I think, than what they're wearing right now.
If you're changing your socks, I mean, check out this new setup. The socks are different. People don't buy socks. You can't come out with a uniform that's too close to the one that they currently have because people won't buy it. I already spent $150 on this.
Are you saying that if someone bought customized a current Bills uniform right now and put Thomas 34 on the back, you wouldn't notice that and go, that Thurman never wore that?
No, I would notice that.
Because that to me is the equivalent of what you would be doing.
There's a difference. You're talking about back in time. If you came out with the 1987 Bills jersey and it's Josh Allen, it would not be different enough to sell.
Ooh, I don't know.
When the Sabres changed their jerseys and became the hottest selling jersey in the league, they did it multiple times, the Slug sold well. Why? It is a different jersey. And the Goatheads, different jersey.
But they're unique. Most teams don't have changes that drastic.
No, they do over time. And again, like the Steelers, you want to buy that Steelers throwback they just announced yesterday? Drastically different.
Right.
I just don't think you can sell something that's close. A slightly different shade of blue is like, congratulations. When the Sabres came with that 50th anniversary jersey that they couldn't keep on the shelves, what was it? A gold crest. Like actual gold. Not yellow gold, but like the gold. And they couldn't make enough of them, and they didn't. Like people wanted them more.
Like I'm looking at, this is an 87, this is 1990, but I'm looking at the jersey Thurman wore in 1990, and like you can buy that for however much, and it like if there is no 17 Josh Allen jersey with
no,
this.
No, but
with
all
this.
But here's
like
the thing.
I think it would sell a lot. Like these other teams that are doing these modest changes, I guarantee you they're selling those jerseys.
Like which teams?
In a big, like the Bruins, for instance. The Bruins this year, they're going to have a different shade of yellow in the... They're doing yellow as the B instead of black as the B, which is what? The black has been the last 15, 20 years, and the yellow is before that. And I guarantee you, Bruins fans will buy the heck out of those.
Here's the other question I have about these 90s Bills jerseys. Are they making them with today's technology? Because when you see a 90s Bills jersey, how much of it is seeing that the material is very different? And the colors, it comes off in the dryer. You put that jersey in the dryer, the numbers come off. And that doesn't really happen anymore, right?
No.
So I hope, if it is just that they're going to wear some version of the 90s uniform for a throwback for the season, that's fine. This is why the rivalry series is so important, because it will actually be different and not just like, oh, the blue is two Pantone shifts down. I mean, the Home Depot paint section, and you've moved 4 inches to the right on the color of blue. Congratulations. That's not new to me. I need something new. They didn't just build a replica of Highmark Stadium across the street. It's going to be very different, and that is better because it's different. That's not a great comparison, but I made it anyway. I'm going with it. Frank NSL. Hey, Frank.
Hello.
Hey, Frank.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
I had a thought.
Oh,
about
we already went to Frank. Sorry, we had two callers. Sorry,
oh,
Frank.
I thought we had a different Frank.
I mean, you know what? You got more to say, Frank. What, any further thoughts? Go ahead. We got you back. Why not?
Yeah.
You got a long drive.
I was thinking, yeah, I'm still on the road. I thought that I had was, you know, Hendrickson making the 12-hour drive to Jacksonville. If he cuts that in half and goes Cincinnati to Buffalo, we can give him hospitality, show him what it's like up there, you know, make him think it's a nice place to stay.
Yeah.
Just, you know, last stop there.
Yeah. Thanks, Frank. Thanks. Enjoy the drive. Hendrickson on his way to Florida. Is that – that's the equivalent of the enigmatic wide receiver tweet, a quote.
Yeah.
Is the defensive end calls Adam Schefter to tell him I'm driving.
On Good Morning Football, Manti Te'o, I guess, is on Good Morning Football right now, and he just said he spoke directly with Hendrickson, who said of the Bengals' offer and specifically the guarantees that Mike Brown talked about yesterday, quote, they are atrociously, atrociously low.
Not surprising, right?
So they do not sound close at all. And this is year two of him looking for a new contract. It's not like this just happened. I feel like he could really get traded. The Bengals, too, like, man, they took a victory lap for 3 days about, see, we pay people. Here's the Jamar Chase and T. Higgins contract. And, like, a month later, it's, oh, both your defensive ends aren't there because they're mad about their contracts. Did you see the owner talking about Stewart for that yesterday? Like, what the problem is there?
Shamar Stewart?
Yeah. Mike Brown, the Bengals owner, how many owners, by the way, do media? Like Jerry Jones does because he's the GM.
Mm-hmm.
And then you always see Mike Brown once a year, the Bengals owner, do it. And he...
What other owners do media?
Like consistently. Because I do... Yearly, I see Mike Brown
the
quotes.
Giants.
He always says something that's like...
Doesn't the Giants owner like to come on and complain about players celebrating at least once a year?
Oh, that guy.
Like that happens once a year.
The son of Wellington Mara. Brown said yesterday that the only holdup in the Stewart thing... is Stewart's camp wants the money to be guaranteed if he's in jail. And Brown says, I shouldn't have to pay you if you're in jail.
Well.
Like, that the remote, specific, you know, hypothetical is what is currently keeping him off the field. Is if he gets arrested, what happens to the money?
The question I would have is, what's the standard for the league?
It's a good question.
Brown
said the standard for the league is, well, actually, he didn't really. He just said, I don't think I should have to pay you if you're
if you're
sitting in jail.
What's the standard for the league? If all the other teams do it, then the Cincinnati Bengals should do it.
Uh-huh.
I would find it hard to believe Shamar Stewart is only the just, you know what? Just in case I go to jail. I don't know. You drafted him. Pay him.
Right. It would be hilarious. He's not going to do this if he sat out the year and then re-entered the draft. Which he can do. The Bengals just lost out on a first-round pick for nothing.
It would be good. 803-0550-1-888-550-2550.
Nobody likes these, by the way, these like 40s throwback Bills uniforms, I'm finding.
No, I like the one the 60s, the blue and the gold. But it's
the
not.
Blue and the silver?
Yeah, blue
yeah, the
silver,
one with the number on the helmet. 1960.
Yep.
You really want to honor a team that went 5-8-1?
What was the Steelers record, the one they're honoring with the beige pants?
That's a good question.
No idea. It was two coaches ago. The Steelers had 1933 Steelers two coaches ago.
Right. You know, I'm looking in the 30s. It couldn't have been good. Here's the Steelers. Actually, the Steelers weren't even the Steelers in the 30s. They were the Pirates.
And they're wearing those uniforms.
And their records were 3-6-2, 2-10, 4-8, 6-6, 4-7, 2-9, 1-9-1. That's the Steelers in the
30s. Mike Tomlin had not gotten there yet. He'd have had those teams.
This is why,
he would have had those teams over 500.
This is why they can't say no to a guy that goes 9-8 every year. Yeah, they have had three coaches since 68.
Who will have the first training camp touchdown at St. John Fisher? I can't wait to find out tomorrow. All right, 803-0550. I'm checking in on a source that might have something on the helmet here. Let me get to that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I just
on like when it might be dropped.
Yeah, like
or...
I can't. We're getting at like super secret saber source stuff. It's like I'm not reporting this, but I'm just asking. I'm just asking people that I think might know.
Uh huh.
Like Game of Thrones, you know, Varys, the what is he? The Master of Whispers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Master of Whispers?
The Spider.
The Spider.
Yeah, he's the Master of Whispers. He's little birds all over the world.
Anyway.
I need a good rewatch of that.
Thrones?
But that's like a winter rewatch. I'm not doing that now. Because it's so much time you'd be putting into it.
You're supposed to do it before winter.
Because of winter is coming.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Well, that's only in episode one.
It's coming the whole time.
Which, by the way, debuted the week of the last Saber playoff game.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe Game of Thrones, the first episode of Game of Thrones was the night before Game 7, Sabres Flyers.
Okay.
Sorry, it's July 22nd.
You've got that.
What did I really need to drop that bomb on?
You have that so locked and loaded.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Someday you're going to go on Jeopardy, and the category is going to be the Sabres drought. And you're like, yeah, let's go. Ding, 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 ding.
Number one movie.
Right.
Failure to launch.
This song was tops on the Billboard on the day of the last Sabres playoff game.
Yep.
Do you know that one?
I think Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
Get out of here. If that's right.
I think it might be.
If that's right.
What do you think I'm doing all these days on Locked On Sabres? I'm just doing droughtology.
Apparently. You're checking out Billboard Hot 100s. 803-0550. Camp starts tomorrow. Excited. Yeah. All right. Greg, hang on. He's got a trade question. We'll get to it.